AP News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. New videos show that Alex Preti was forcefully taken to the ground by federal immigration agents after kicking out the taillight of their vehicle during a Minneapolis protest. This happened 11 days before Border Patrol officers shot and killed the 37-year-old in Minneapolis. The pair of videos from January 13th show Preti shouting an expletive at the federal officers and struggling with them. His winter coat comes off when he's on the ground, and he either breaks free or the officers let him go and he scurries away. When he turns his back to the camera, what appears to be a handgun is visible in his waistband. At no point do the videos show Preti reaching for the gun, and it's unclear whether the federal agents saw it. While President Trump seemed to signal a willingness to ease tensions in Minnesota after Preti's death, there's been little evidence of significant changes so far.
You're back in your vehicle now. I don't care who you
are. Bureau of Prisons officers threatened AP reporters with arrest Wednesday as they were trying to document a confrontation with activists on a Minneapolis street in which at least one person was pepper sprayed and another detained.
No immigration enforcement agent should ever be allowed to act as a judge, jury, and executioner on our streets.
That's right.
Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar visited a Somali market in the city a day after she was attacked by a Trump supporter at a town hall.
Not only is the federal occupation hurting businesses, the president's reprehensible rhetoric has led right-wing grifters to show up here to terrorize our community.
Omar has been repeatedly singled out by Trump, who baselessly accused her of staging the attack. I'm Ben Thomas.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. The U.S. says it's resuming aid shipments to Somalia. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The U.S. says it's lifting a suspension of aid to Somalia, saying Somali authorities have taken responsibility for actions earlier this month that disrupted aid shipments. The Somali government has not confirmed the U.S. claim. The U.S. State Department said on January 7th that it suspended aid through the World Food Program at the port of Mogadishu after Somali officials destroyed a U.S.-funded warehouse belonging to the WFP, which is part of the United Nations, and seized 82 tons of food intended for impoverished Somalis, including specialized food for young children and pregnant and breastfeeding women. The WFP earlier said that its warehouse was demolished by Somali authorities. Somalia's foreign ministry had denied the allegation.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.